This is Jehudi. Some of you know me better as Thoth, Toth, and Saint Germain, and some of you know me as Merlin. Today I will speak about your intuition and the topic of guidance. The first thing to say about your intuition is that you have access to many forms of information. There are many available streams of information that you can access at any given time. I say that you can access. It is important to understand that while you have this capacity, while you have the ability to connect with many ways of knowing and working with many levels of knowing, you have been conditioned over time to rely on just a handful, if not one. Currently, as you live on Earth, you are experiencing what is called the evolution of consciousness. This is not localized to Earth. This is a universal phenomenon. And yet, as you live on Earth, you are in a unique position in this experience. Beings in all places can understand themselves as energetic beings. The ones who are physically incarnated will learn about themselves as energetic beings having physical experiences. As on Earth, this is how you are living. What you are going through now is being opened to many ways of knowing. I speak about this in different contexts at different times. The bottom line is that while you are conditioned to rely on your mind, your linear, logical, planning, controlling mind, and sometimes your physical senses, which are simply data feeds for that mind. It is how it gathers its information. This process you are living through now invites you to open to more. Some of you have called some categories of this information, or this capacity to gather information, extrasensory perception. You have lived many lives on Earth, being told and teaching others that your five senses and the functioning of your mind, the normal routes according to which your mind functions, are all that you need. You have been told, and you have taught others, that these sources of information are the only ones that you can trust. Well, while you are free to make all the choices that you would make in your daily lives with this information, you are now ready to understand that these sources of information and the planning of the logical mind, linear mind, are not enough. A great deal of you have already found this is not enough. You have begun to cease trusting wholeheartedly, unquestioningly, in your linear mind. You are having a number of experiences and a variety of experiences that challenge the opinions and decisions and the linear thought processes of that logical mind. And this can be frightening for you. Depending on the circles you move in, and depending on how you allow your curiosity to be guided, you may come across literature and information on intuition and psychic phenomena and spirit guides and ascended masters and angels and other beings that are not accessed through your five physical senses and your logical, linear mind. Many of you are having experiences working with beings such as myself, or feeling guided to make certain decisions over certain others, to choose in certain ways, according to a logic that you cannot see, you cannot discern. I would like for you to understand that having access to a wide variety of information sources, including those that you cannot access or work with your logical linear mind, is the natural state of being human. Intuition, guidance, angels and ascended masters, while to the part of you that has been conditioned through living in various earth cultures over a number of millennia, does not trust these, does not want to believe that they exist. And while this part of you would rather that they did not exist, having relationships with other beings in nature, as well as other beings that are not incarnated on the earth, is a natural part of being human. As I said earlier, you are experiencing what is known as the evolution of consciousness at this time on earth. How you are experiencing this, as you are embodied physically, is that all the ways that you have decided you will know, all the ways you have decided you will experience the intake of information, these are all not serving you, and you are feeling anxiety because you know there is something beyond your five senses. Some of you are afraid by this, others of you are excited. For all of you, your patterns developed thus far are in need of expansion and adding to. As you do this, you upgrade your ways of knowing. And this connects you more to who you really are. This allows you to experience, not conceive of, not wonder about, not think of, not observe, but experience more of who you really are. When I use that phrase, as I may continue to use in this recording, what I mean by who you really are is that you are an energetic being having a physical experience. At times I refer to you as a divine being having a physical incarnated experience. When you hear me say more of who you really are, or connecting with who you really are, understand that I am talking about your divine essence. It is something that you have a great deal of interest in connecting with. Each human is naturally wired to desire to understand how he or she fits into the greater picture. Why are we here, you ask? Why was I born? What is a human life supposed to be like? These questions and others. It is natural for you to inquire. As you have been conditioned over all of these millennia to rely on mind, the logic, linear thinking, and the conception of who you are, as opposed to a direct experience of who you really are, you have become cut off from these sources of knowledge and information. When you are connected to them, you are in the position to learn whatever it is that you wish to know. When you are connected to your intuition, your guidance team, and all of the different beings who may be on your guidance team, this connects you, we could say, to your higher self. You are then working with your consciousness intentionally on a level where you can find the answers to what you wish to know. As it has happened over thousands of years, you have wondered why you are here. You have wondered what you are supposed to be doing. You have wondered why people treat each other the way that they do. And these have been confusing lifetimes for you. You have craved to know the purpose of your lives. You have sought answers. Many times you have sought answers from others. I would like to share with you the reality that those who have functioned as seers and oracles for you, and those humans who have functioned as guides to support you in receiving information to the questions of all sorts that you have asked about your lives, while they have performed many times importantly for you, they have fulfilled an important function in your evolution. You, as a human on Earth now, experiencing the evolution of consciousness, you are now ready to become your own oracle, to become your own guide, to become the source of answers to all of the most important questions that you seek. As I said today, I want to talk about intuition. This is a normal and natural part of you. When you become conditioned and trained to disregard these, you have sometimes called them hunches. Sometimes you have called them an inner knowing. Some of you refer to it as gut. Your gut speaks to you. As you have discounted this natural function of your being, you have become confused about who you are. When you distance yourself from your intuition, your mind takes over and attempts to explain everything. One of the truths I have to share with you today is that your intuition connects you not only to just who you really are, your essence as a divine being, and allows you to inhabit more of who you really are in your physical, day-to-day human lives. It is also true that this connects you to the rest of nature, because when you get closer to your divine essence, you are open to aligning with the rest of the natural world. Humans are not more important or above or better than any other life form on Earth. And it is time that you learn this. It is time that you remember that you are a part of the life system that is the Earth. Intuition is one small part of that process, and yet it is a doorway into the entire process of aligning with the rest of life. When you observe certain animals that live on your planet, you refer to instinct. Instinct is connected to intuition. Instinct actually is intuition, though the ways that you have used these words has created a separation, has created a divergence of one reality into two concepts. You look at an animal and you say, this animal behaves this way because of instinct. An inborn wisdom that protects this animal, that helps this animal protect itself. When you observe the same phenomenon in yourself, you say, ah, that is intuition, but that is not as important as the plans I have made and the ways that I have decided I will execute them. This inner knowledge is not as important as the plans that I have made, as the progress that I have set out to achieve. You do not fault an animal for behaving according to instinct. Yet you judge yourself for behaving according to your own instinct. This is because of who you have been told you are. You have believed it. And it has, for the purposes of your evolution as a divine being having human experiences, been very important. You have needed to be told who you are in order that you can eventually cease denying who you know you really are. In other words, you have experienced this misunderstanding of who you are in order that you can come to trust the knowledge inborn in you of who you really are. This has been very important. And now many of you are experiencing various kinds of situation you may perceive to be crises, where your body is screaming at you to listen, where your relationships are calling you to look at who you have thought you are, and then to see, to become willing to see the truth of who you are, really are, what it is that you want out of life, what it is that you are available to experience. Any crisis such as these, health crisis, relationship, job, finances, etc., has been prefigured by many small situations that have announced to you, that have sought to announce to you, that something is out of balance. When you are connected to your instinct, you hear these minor calls that occur before a crisis can develop, and you discount them. Or you think that they are not what they are. As I invite you to reconnect with instinct and intuition, and to become the source of your own guidance in various ways, with, of course, help when you need it, and support from beings such as myself, and your own guidance team made up of a variety of different sorts of beings, it is important for you to learn to let go of the idea of who you are and become willing to allow the reality of who you actually are. Hearing these minor manifestations allows you to stay in touch, to make adjustments to how your body is working, for example. Let us use the example of your physical body. Somebody who is diagnosed with a very serious illness or disease has not heard the very minor calls from the body to address something in the living, in the nutrition, in the lifestyle, in the emotional care of self. There have been cues. There have been many cues over time regarding this situation the outward situation that causes the energetic imbalance that then manifests as the illness or disease, there have been many, many cues. The body itself has spoken up. The body itself has said, something is not right here. As you have been trained not to honor the messages, for example, of your body, which I will consider as aligned with intuition and instinct. This is a sight that information is played out in your lives. Your body is a, depending on how you approach it, is either a playground where these scenes play out, or a battlefield where these scenes play out. Your energy system naturally seeks to regulate itself. Your physical body cannot help but conform to what is going on in your energy system, in your energy field. It is important that you learn to listen and learn to interpret what you are hearing, and not make a decision about what it is you are hearing, but to let the wisdom of the body inform you. Your body, your physical vehicle, is constantly informing you about how your experience is going. Some of you have been trained to believe that life is full of discomfort. So when your body speaks to you in the language of discomfort, you might say, yes, life is hard. The body hurts. It is very important that you turn this around, that you begin to listen, that you commit to listening to what it is that your body has to say. It is the playground or the battlefield. Let us shift everybody's thinking into having it be the playground on which these things play out. This presents the image of children playing. And this is important because when something is happening with your body, you have fear, and you naturally are inclined, in many ways, to allow your mind to take the imagery to that of a battlefield. This is wrong. Something's happening. There is destruction. As you have not understood what illness is, and how also that you have created death in all of your various lives, as you have not understood that, I should say, as you have not understood the ways that you have created your own deaths in these various lives, the routes and the methods and why, what lessons these were to serve. When something seems to be going wrong with your body, many of you go into a state of fear, and not listening to your body, not saying, what is this telling me? What could I see from my living and my lifestyle? What is out of balance? My body is telling me this. My body is seeking to support me in rebalancing what is going on in my living. This is one site for you to allow yourself to listen, which will connect you more to intuition and instinct. I would like to speak more about the patterns of mind that present themselves when intuition is activated. As many of you do not trust your intuition, and you have been told that you are to trust your mind, but then you find that you cannot trust your mind. And actually, what happens is, the mind, when working by itself, is not grounded, and it therefore presents many contingencies. It also is oriented towards seeing things in terms of what might happen. These contingencies can be based in fear. And yet intuition, this inner knowing, is a wonderful way to take yourself out of fear. Trusting this, we could say, higher aspect of yourself. When I say higher, I mean this aspect of self where you are identified as more than just your linear, logical mind, but you are identified as an energetic being, You are connected with yourself as an energetic being. When you are connected in this way, you do not traffic in fear. You are not afraid of what might happen to you. You are not afraid of the instructions from intuition. You are not afraid of the knowing, the inner wisdom that presents itself. It is time that you all become rested in this connection, this sort of connection with your inner wisdom. For the vast majority of you, this task to get there is to reframe what it is you are available to experience when it comes to mind. You are living in a culture where everyone has been trained to rely on mind and to discount everything else. This is why many of you are so sick and sad and obese and in poor health and angry. When you are connected to yourself more as you really are, your mind becomes a tool, a wonderful tool, yet a part of you, a tool. One aspect of yourself that can come into play. When you trust intuition, sometimes you have been hurt. The mind, one of the primary functions of mind, as you have come to live with mind, is as a watchdog. It is a security guard. To look out for circumstances in the world around you that echo the times that seem to present a repeat of the scenarios in which you have been hurt in the past. Many of you, when you were younger, flowed with your intuition. And when you were hurt at various times, your mind sprung up and said, I'm rising to the front. Because you, the rest of you, is so hurt. I cannot let us get hurt again. I will not allow us to be injured again. This security guard is on alert. Well, that is a form of creating life around you in terms of fear. Fear of what you have experienced in the past being repeated now. Intuition, connecting yourself, raising your consciousness level, to connect with more of who you really are as a divine, energetic being who happens at this stage to be embodied as a human on Earth, moving through time, having physical experiences along with energetic, emotional experiences. There are times when you get hurt. But I will tell you that, trusting your intuition, there are actually fewer times that you become hurt than when you let your mind run things. But if you favor mind over intuition, meaning you do not allow them to work together as tools, as parts of you that have different sources of information, being oriented to fear, as the mind is wont to do, will create scenarios around you that seem to make these fears come true. There are many tools that humans have developed, including meditation, including reprogramming the logical linear mind, including affirmations. These tools are very important for you now. I encourage you to seek out and develop affirmations and meditations that can allow you, the meditations, to allow you to spend time with the part of you that is comfortable with instinct and intuition. This is sort of the new humanity we're headed for. to allow yourself to be who you are. A simple way to work with mind and intuition is to gather the information that is available to you when presented with a scenario that requires a decision. You recognize the input of mind that has to do with planning, strategy, and ultimately preventing you from being hurt. The input from intuition is very different. It is a quiet, calm, simple knowing. When confronted next with a situation where you have to make a decision, it should be a moderately important to very important decision. Very simple things will not trigger both sources of information. When you are confronted with such decision-making, observe which parts of you want what outcome. Look to see which is linear logical mind, which tends to be busy, have much to say, perhaps even creating lists of pros and cons. And then look at the part of you that says, this is what I should do. When you ask each part questions, when you interview each part about why, the mind will always have an answer for every question you have. Intuition responds with sometimes a reiteration of the original instruction, but when you dig and you dig and you dig, intuition says, because I know that that's what's best. The mind can actually portray that, can mimic that, just to get you to stop asking questions. It is a rather humorous and entertaining thing that you create for yourselves to experience. But if you press, the mind will continue to have answers. Also, intuition will never become afraid that you are asking it questions, that you are challenging it. The mind will. The mind is very easily slipping into fear about everything. Fear of what will happen. And its plans tend to be, when left to its own devices, its plans tend to be based in fear to prevent further pain for you. So this is actually very simple if you are willing to take the time that you can see the difference between these two sources of information. You are already actually very good at this. Consider when you have known that you cannot believe what someone is saying, but the words and the delivery leave no doubt that this person is telling the truth. But the feeling that you have, you just have a calm inner knowing that this is not true. So you can see that you already understand what I'm talking about. It is time now that you apply this to every arena of life. Now you can see why, when it happens, you do not trust your intuition. What is happening, it is your mind that is not trusting your intuition. Please understand that mind will not trust intuition. Many of your minds are dressed up as these security guards, some of them carrying pistols, some of them not, but they are all security guards, remaining vigilant for threats, sometimes only trusting other logical minds. And then also their own devices, their own ways of knowing, and their own plans and strategies and intentions. Anyone who is always vigilant is a little wound up, tense, anxious, stressed. Your intuition offers none of these vibrations. Your intuition, which is always with you, which is always available to you, always, presents a calm, an inner wisdom, an inner knowing. Your intuition is a reflection of a version of you more aligned with your divine essence, and therefore with the rest of the natural world. I invite you, with a great deal of emphasis, to differentiate between this logical linear mind and your intuition when it is time for you to make a decision. That is when it will be most obvious. At other times, when there is no decision to be made, I invite you to observe your thought processes and observe how you make choices in your daily life. There are many things that intuition will not speak up about because they are not meaningful. But when it is that you need an answer to something, your intuition is always available. It is never not available to you. This whole experience hinges upon you being willing to take its information in and to let the information of mind, the information of your logical, linear self, to coexist and in many cases take a back seat to the inner calm wisdom that you already possess. Encouraging you to connect with intuition, as I have been doing today, offers a reflection of your orientation towards having faith, which is a reflection of your divine essence, or having fear, living through and from a place of fear, which reflects your separation from your divine essence. You have, for many millennia on Earth, been experiencing the outside world, including other people, as acting upon you. You have perceived that things happen to you. I come through in order to share with you the perspective that you are creating what you experience so that you may learn what it is to experience life as a human in this way, in these bodies, on this planet, in this sort of dimension. This is why you are here. You are learning. All of my teachings are based in revealing to you this perspective, how you have created something. Why did you create this for yourself to experience? I do this so that you may heal from whatever past emotional debris you are carrying about the pain of why something has happened to you, so that you can move into taking more control of your life. As you have experienced the teaching about control in your many Earth cultures over many thousands of years, you have come to understand a certain definition of control, and this definition has come to be emphasized over just about everything else in your living. Control seems to be the name of the game in living on Earth, and it has for many thousands of years. Seems to be. It seems to be because of the orientation toward fear that you have adopted. Things happen to me. I must protect myself. I must be in enough control to ensure that I'm not hurt. I must be in control of myself. I must be in control of my thoughts. I must be in control of my feelings. I must be in control of every aspect of my life. and I also must seek to control others, to ensure that they do not hurt me. I seek to control myself so I do not hurt myself, and I seek to control others so they cannot hurt me. You see the tension in my voice. You hear the rhythm. You hear how it makes you uneasy. You hear how this ranting almost fills you with anxiety. Well, that is what you have been conditioned to be for all these thousands of years. When you sit down and say, I wonder what intuition is. I wonder if I have it. I wonder how I could come to trust it more, how I could learn to see what it is, to identify with my own, to connect, to trust my intuition more. One of the things you are experiencing when you have that inclination is a burnout of your logical, linear mind. It has begun with the intention to prevent you from being hurt, and yet it has not done so, because it is just one part of you, and it has set out with a fear-based intention, so it has therefore created scenarios to reinforce fear. In many ways, in many of your lives, in all of your lives, actually, in many ways, proving you right, seeming to prove you right about what it is you were afraid of. That's right. Those people are the kind of people who hurt you. I knew it, part of you says, your linear logical mind says. I was right all along. Well, this has just been one part of you that has been running the show. It is just one part of you that has been operating your existence. As you experience burnout from trying to prevent future pain, and it has not worked, naturally, you know people who feel in touch with their intuition. You see people make decisions that defy logic, and they become happy and healthy. They find success in whatever arena they might desire. And so you say, what is this magic power that they seem to have? You suspect it is a normal human power. And you suspect that if you were in touch with it, you would feel empowered. After so many millennia of feeling squashed and stepped on and overpowered by the wills of others, and in fact the will of the natural world and all the ways that it hurts you, all the ways it has seemed, I should say, to hurt you. Well, you are right. It is a very special power, this intuition. From the context of how you have been trained to think of who you are, it is a superpower. And yet you observe people possessing it. You observe people who are in many ways just like you, able to guide themselves. They seem to know exactly what to do. They are, I will tell you, allowing more of their true nature. They are allowing themselves to be who they are. They are not dogmatically clinging to an idea of who they are, and ideas of who they should be, that they have been taught. This is available to you. It is available to each human. Every single human can become his or her own guide in this way. Are you willing to edit the mandate that you have given your mind will you open to connect with more of your true nature? Will you commit to hearing the wisdom of your body? The answers to these questions are the answers to the questions of, will you connect to your intuition? Will you locate it? Will you allow it to happen? Will you allow it to come through? It is all up to you. It is up to every single human. Will you align with fear? Or will you choose something else? It is really that simple. Because when you, as an individual, cease generating fear, what you find is more access to who you truly are. This is the natural way it works. When you stop reinforcing, repeating, and generating fear, you naturally have more access to who you truly are. As you have heard me speak about mind being a source of fear, understand that many of you are actually disempowered in your own relationship with your mind. It seems to have a life of its own. That is true for those who are not 100% identified with mind. As soon as you start to have a little distance, a little separation, you gain the perspective that it seems to have a life of its own. Many of you who have explored various meditative practices have found this to be true. My mind won't stop. You observe that it is not you that cannot stop. It is your mind. Yet you have the choice on how this mind works. You get to make the decision about what this mind is used for. Is it a security guard? A border patrol officer? A guard dog? Making noise at any hint that there may be someone approaching? This is up to you, how this mind functions. In your daily life, you can shift this by changing how much time and energy you give your mind. As most of you are fully identified with mind, when somebody says to you, you could really use some sort of meditative practice. Have you ever tried meditating? This kind of thing. When they observe your stress level, or you're cycling through thought patterns that do not serve you. Have you ever tried meditation? The logical mind does not want to meditate. It will not, and it does not want you to spend time doing that. But you, the rest of you, and this whole MP3 you've been listening to, has been aimed toward helping you ground in the vibration that I offer, so that you can see more clearly where you have a choice, and what that choice is. This is a verbal channeling, and not a typed written one, specifically for that purpose, as an aside. The channel Seth has become adept at typing my messages, allowing me essentially to type through him. And this was very clearly, I informed him, to be a verbal message. As you listen to me, in this session or in any others, consider the objections of the rational mind that you experience. Look at what comes up. The more that you can observe these objections and not identify with them, the more that you can see when, why, how And in response to what? The logical mind springs into action and seems to take over, or does take over. So if you want to get to know your intuition better, give your mind less to do. Choose to give your logical, linear self less to do. And if you do want to connect to intuition, if you decide that you are ready to go down this road, understand, please, that the vast majority of your life has to date been constructed by your logical linear mind. You therefore have relationships, you have habits, patterns, behaviors, and inclinations that were formed from a place that denies inner wisdom. These will need to be shifted, either edited, upgraded, brought into the present moment so they do serve you, renegotiated, as in terms within relationship, what you are available to experience within relationship, how you function in relation to others. And others will need to be eliminated, whether relationship or patterns or habits or behaviors. As you make a commitment to becoming more closely aligned with who you really are, there are aspects of life, I am saying, that will need to be changed. As you commit to opening to intuition, to allowing this information source to come in, you will have an inner knowing that behavior A and habit B are no longer appropriate for you. So this process of opening to intuition actually involves re-engineering your life. Do not let your mind stop you because of how gargantuan this effort is assumed to be by your mind. Your mind will want to stop you either constantly or at many points along this process. Your mind perceives, if you trust another source of information, that it will die. This is, of course, not true. You are simply opening to being more whole, to inhabiting who you really are, to inhabiting more of yourself as a divine being having a human experience, not just a human being run by mind, tyrannically ordered about by a fear-based mind, but the kind, loving being that you really are. I'm saying all this to tell you to expect there to be work to do. There will be homework for you. Yet the more you return to your original commitment, the easier it will be for you to continue. There may be days that are harder than other days. Stick with this commitment you made originally. Focus on it. Write it down. Go back to it. Write it down again. Put it on a piece of paper where you can see it, on your refrigerator, on the wall, on the door, in big, bold letters. Your original intention. Focus on it. Stay aligned with this intention. Even as your mind creates diversions and comes up with difficulty. Oh, this is so hard. This is not what I want to be doing. I would rather slip into my old habits. The more that you connect with your intuition, the more that you align with yourself as a divine being having human experience, the more that you can see these gambits, these tactics. I invite you to have more compassion for how your mind works, and not to judge it, which is therefore saying not to judge yourself, for having these patterns, and then having a part of you that wants to cling to them. This is your conditioning. This is how it has been happening for you. If you are hearing this, and you are committing, in the process of committing to knowing more of who you truly are, and to connecting with your intuition, understand that the mind may resist. This is your conditioning. Come back to your original commitment at all times. Keep it in mind. Read it. Write it. Print it and post it. By doing so, by going through this process, you will learn a tremendous amount about yourself and your logical linear mind. You will see how your life has been constructed in order to prevent becoming hurt again as you were in the past. There's another thing to note here about this. When you were hurt, you had fewer tools, less understanding. You were less confident than you are now. Many of these protection tactics and strategies and gambits are vastly outdated. By choosing to have faith in your inner wisdom that is already there, you come more into the present tense. You leave behind identities based in who you were because you were hurt in the past. Ideas of who you are get left behind that were based in how somebody hurt you and why. Those are experiences that you have co-created and created in order to learn about your human journey as a divine being. They are not who you are. So, I invite you to create more peace for yourself, more presence, more willingness to be in touch with the inner wisdom that you already possess. Create the intention of wholeness. This will bring you peace. This will bring you empowerment and confidence in who you are. This will lead you to becoming willing to shed ideas of who you are supposed to be, and to inhabit directly and fully who you really are. You are divine. You are God, Goddess, Source, Creator. You are the divine, having human experiences, simply having chosen to forget temporarily who you really are. And yet now is the time to remember. Now is the time to wake up. And as many of you, many, many, many of you are waking up, your task is to shed your attachment to your history. The meaning of the experiences you have had, the reasons that have been attached to why things have happened to you. It is time to let each and every one of these go. I will continue speaking now about intuition, yet from a slightly different angle. As I have said, it represents a way that you can connect to the natural world because you are part of the natural world. What I would like to discuss now is a significant reason that a number of humans have a resistance to connecting to the natural world. This is a very important topic for you to understand, and I'm happy to bring you this perspective today. Intuition connects you to the natural world. Intuition connects you to your true nature. Yet you do not trust nature. You have become conditioned over many thousands of years to stop trusting nature. This therefore leads you to choose to not trust yourself. And this has seemed normal to you. This state of not trusting yourself has become normal. Think about that. Withholding faith in yourself, blocking it, throwing it out, disregarding yourself, essentially, has become the norm. So many of you crave reconnecting with your true nature. As you are experiencing the evolution of consciousness at this stage in the Earth timeline, in your lives, it is currently the year 2011, whatever it is that has been left out for an individual and a collective, whatever it is that has been left out over time, whatever it is that has been sacrificed in order to achieve something that the mind has set out to achieve, the rational, logical, linear, controlling, strategizing mind, whatever it is that has been left out is now time to reintegrate. And your relationship with nature, your love for yourself as the natural world, and your love for the natural world as yourself, has been left out. You have sacrificed your willingness to trust the natural world in order that your controlling mind can achieve, in order that progress according to your choice, your definition, and your methods can be achieved. This is a definite, necessary part of your collective and individual evolution, and yet your ability to surrender to your own true nature has been left out, and that is what is calling out to you now. That is why many of you are seeking to connect to intuition and to trust it more. You are looking for a justifiable reason to trust nature again. You are craving trusting yourself. And somewhere deep down, you know, whether consciously or not, that you are extensions of nature, that you are a part of the natural world, which is to say, a part of the single life system that exists on Earth with many, many extensions, many, many pieces to it. You are living in one system of life, and the Earth is actually your mother. Your physical bodies function as an extension of nature, an extension of the physical world. And for as long as you are embodied on Earth as a human or some other being on Earth, your energy field, we could talk about your soul, is anchored to the energy field, and we could say soul, of the Earth itself. At this stage in your collective evolution, it is imperative that you allow yourself to redevelop a relationship with the natural world, and with yourself as an extension of nature. Earlier in this session, I spoke about the messages that come from your body. your body has the same natural wisdom that the earth does. You are a microcosm of nature. Now that we have explored in depth how this mind, how this logical linear mind, functions for you, now you can begin to see how stark the separation is in your living from your true nature. This separateness from your mother. And this generalized state of separateness from yourself. In many ways, you have already been asked ways that are too numerable to count. Will you connect with the earth again? Will you trust nature? Will you trust your body? All of these is to say, this question, will you trust yourself? While this sense of separateness from nature has been engendered and then developed and then lived into and through for a number of thousands of years, it is additionally a natural part of the human experience to be this divine being having a physical experience, having forgotten your true nature, and therefore perceiving yourself as separate from God. I use that word because many of you have been conditioned by patriarchal religions over time, and just saying God helps you connect to that idea of a being that is a creative being, that is a loving, divine being. Yet you can also say goddess. You can also say creator and source. You can also say the universe, if that suits you, and life itself, if that suits you. You may conceive of this and language this in any way that works for you. I support all of it. But the point is that there is a greater whole that you crave to be a part of. You have always been a part of it, in fact. You have simply forgotten this and perceived yourselves to be separate. Perceived that this thing, with many messengers, has acted upon you in ways that have created you pain. Think about all the things you perceive have happened to you that caused you pain. And understand that this is an individual outgrowth, an individual specific experience that is in fact rooted in the general human experience of feeling separate from source. I seek in all the teachings I provide, through this channel and others, to remind you of your true nature. And I do so again here. You are source. You are already connected to God and Goddess and all these other ways of conceiving of divinity. What has happened for the vast majority of you is that your mind says there must be more, because I cannot handle this burden alone. And you have accepted teachings that are misguided, that are misinformed, that are generated by people who in truth have your best interest in mind to help you figure out the answers to these important questions, why am I here, etc., that I covered earlier. And so these teachings, misunderstood, they misunderstand the original questions, so they therefore cannot see the answers clearly. You are already source. You are already connected. But the mind is seeking. The controlling mind is seeking. It has observed that others have acted upon it, upon you, And it has said that, therefore life is not taken care of me. I am separate from Source. If I were loved, if I were part of the divine plan, these things would not happen to me. So I'm telling you this story so that you can see why, when somebody is challenged, finds it difficult to connect with his or her intuition, this separation from nature, this sense of separation from Goddess and God and Source, is at the root of this. If you were connected to your true nature, your mind could not be in control. And it knows this. It will do what it can to prevent you from connecting, even as it goes through this intense state of burnout that you cannot handle. It will still seek to prevent you from receiving information from other sources. I hope you can see this now. It has taken many words to paint this picture completely for you. This is the entirety of the picture. This source of the mind's fear of opening to allowing itself not to be the only source of information. It is pretty sure that the earth and the weather and others, all being messengers for a God that you are cut off from. This is a general state of disempowerment that has been confusing for many of you, and painful, deeply, deeply painful. When you take in the perspective that I am offering you, that you are creating what you experience, and that you are already Source, you are already connected to, and in fact are already Source, the divine power that exists, the divine source of love, the divine source of wisdom, is already you. And in this embodied form, it is within you. As your mind attempts to shield you, you cannot find it. So again, give your mind less to do. Change your habits. Upgrade your relationships. Renegotiate the terms of your relationships. Give your mind less to do so that you are free to open to more of who you truly are. For some of you, this will be frightening. Understandably so. Yet, you are hungering to reconnect with your true nature. It is, in fact, the only way that this teaching could come through at the time that it is. I do not speak to you about issues you are not craving to learn about. I do not speak to you about things you are not ready to hear. I respond to the questions that you ask. This state of mental, linear, logical mind burnout, overwork, overtired, this state is a prevalent one on Earth at this time. Many, many people are experiencing this. Not everyone will, right away, choose to correct this imbalance and take care of the self and give the mind a rest and begin some sort of meditative, contemplative practice. Not everybody will choose to do so. The state of burnout persists until it can no longer, or until you choose to come out of it. Many people with minds working hyperactively will themselves work hyperactively, and their mental burnout, their mental fatigue, can manifest as physical fatigue, physical burnout. A sort of, you might say, crash and burn experience, where life must change, where the previous patterns cannot be perpetuated. You have the choice to choose awareness of how you are living, to choose to insert more time connecting with your true self via meditation, etc., and to give your mind less to do. You have this choice. Some of you may perceive that you are not in a position to make this choice, that you are not allowed, enabled, or empowered to make this choice. And I challenge you to make the choice and to trust that things will fall where they will. Things will work themselves out. I challenge you to trust that you are a powerful creative being. And that when you set your mind to it, when you set a clear intention from a grounded, open space, that you then create the world around you. So many of you in this cycle of mind, in this watchdog, security guard mentality of mind, where the threats never cease, and potential threats are always about to pop up. Many of you have felt that you are living in response to external stimuli, and you have in fact done so. Now you are ready to become more intentional in your living, to become more intentional about how your life unfolds. Opening to intuition can threaten the logical mind, and yet you have the power to readjust the contract terms that your mind is operating under, to renegotiate that contract, to give it less to do, in whatever way makes the most sense for how you are currently living. This state of mental, linear, logical burnout is very serious. I said before, it is widespread on your planet, and it is a very serious situation. I said it continues, it persists, until you choose to come out of it, or until something in your life crashes, and you can no longer continue the way that you have. And yet, if the crash is delayed, you can actually exist for years and decades in that state of burnout. It affects everything you do. It affects your attitudes and opinions. It determines your capacity to trust yourself and anyone else. There is a pessimism that arises from the lack of trust in this state of mental burnout, in which many people find themselves and are unaware of it. For individuals who do experience this, it is part of their individual journey, and it is part of the collective human experience, the collective human journey, to learn what it is to be divine, powerful beings, forgetting temporarily your true nature, and living lives in these sorts of bodies, tied to time, always knowing that you're going to die, physically. Even if you do not know how you will find intuition, even if you do not understand how it will work. Because right now, the linear mind in you may be presenting you with a lot of doubts and resistance about doing it. It has decided what it will take, and its explanation and description are incorrect. It is seeking to survive. And it is seeking to manipulate you, to allow it to have total control over you. So I say to you, even if you do not know how this will work, even if you have no idea what this process will look like or require, develop a commitment and intention. By doing this, and adding to it, you can even say, this is very, very useful, and I will explore this in another teaching on how to work with beings that function as guides for you in this series. when the powerful divine creator, which is you, sets the intention, the creation follows that intention. It is therefore useful at times to say, I do not know how this will happen. I do not yet understand how this will occur, but this is what will occur. In many New Age circles, you have heard about the power of intention and how the speech that you use determines much and is a creative power. This is true. This is all true. But what I wish to tell you is that your linear logical mind does not understand how you will connect to intuition. And the more that you have been identified with linear logical mind, the more you may actually be identified with its resistance, and the more that you may be willing to be susceptible to its pessimism, that this can occur, or that it would be a good thing to occur. I guarantee you it is a good thing. And so as many humans identify with the logical, linear, rational, strategic mind within themselves, and that they think their minds are actually who they are, you will be surrounded by people who do not understand what you are up to. This is why I say some relationships in your life need to change. The ones that remain, that last, will be enriched, and you will have the opportunity by being an example to be a teacher for others who seek this and yet do not know how to do this, whose rational minds are very clear this is either not real, or if it were, they wouldn't be able to experience it, which is the way the mind convinces you not to try. So hold your intention. Commit to your intention. And it will unfold, probably in ways that surprise you. Because the reality is, as you set out to create things, the reality is that you don't know how it will work. You are hereby invited to trust that even if you do not know how it works, that it works. Thank you.